Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, because without him there would be no me.
there would be no you, there would be no us. Hallelujah. And we thank and praise him for all that he has done at Calvary, all that he has done in his resurrection and in the meritorial office as the Son of Righteousness, the Son of God. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, I praise God for you, you, and you today. Praise the Lamb. All right, brothers and sisters, it is Thursday. It's Word Day. I see my intercessors are chiming in with me today. Praise the Lord, and that is a good thing. That is a good thing, praise the Lord, that you all are chiming in and being a part of our show today. I think Pastor Frazier, Brad Frazier, is on with us today. Praise the Lamb of God, if memory serves me correctly. Pastor Frazier, is this you?
God bless you, Prophet.
How are you doing today, sir?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Pastor Frazier, I miss you, man. You don't know, man. You just haven't been close to me like you was. And I'm just crying. I don't know what to do about that, Pastor Frazier. Maybe I need to come over there and steal that fat grandbaby from you, and you'll come see me or something. I bet you I'll get you to come after me then, won't you? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Every time I see you, you got that fat grandbaby around you. boy, oh boy. Yeah, I mean, that's a healthy grandchild, too. But, you know, I have one, too, a little boy now. David, praise the Lord, and he is a ball of meat, man. I'm talking about he came here a ball of meat. He is a big guy. I'm telling you, he's just 9 months. And we just enjoy him so much. We was with him Sunday night, and he is just full of happiness and joy and strength, man. These kids so strong, I'm telling you. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. But we're happy to hear your voice, happy to that you and your wife are doing well, your family, and hope and pray that your holiday is coming into fruition in that you have envisioned for this year. You're going to pray for us today, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, well, that'll be right behind this selection by our sister. My daughter asked me to play this for her. I'm playing it.
Thank you.
sound like they was going to go and have church. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, night divine. Praise the Lamb of God. All right. I got that off my chest, people of God. We can move right along here. Praise the Lamb of God. Daddy won't get beat up by his pretty daughters. Boy, I tell you, it's wonderful to have family in your life and have those around you that you love, especially at this season. Praise the Lamb of God. Yes, Lord. Oh, my goodness. Yes, God. Yes, Father. Yes, Lord. Ah, Father. Bless God today. Hallelujah. Your presence, Lord, is sure, sure. Do what you will. Well, this is the second day in a row. Praise the Lamb of God. The Lord says to all of you all today, he said, tell my people, praise the Lamb of God, that it's my good pleasure, hallelujah, to bless them in this season and to prepare themselves for the blessing. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. All I can say is amen, amen, hallelujah, anyhow. Amen. Oh, my goodness gracious. Pastor Frazier, the second day in a row, the Lord just arrested me like that. To say that yesterday he said he was on his way, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, with blessings. And that's it coming, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. And now today he's done it again. Shatwan, you here?
Yes, I'm here.
How you doing, granddaughter?
I'm doing all right.
Well, praise the Lord. Good to have you hear your voice again another day. Praise the Lord. Pastor Frazier is here. Wait a minute. Sylvia.
Hey, hi, Sylvia.
How you doing,
hey,
Sylvia?
Fine.
My hey. God, the Lord is just messing me up here. I'm telling you, I didn't lost the music I was going to play behind my brother here. Praise the Lamb of God. So that he could lead us in prayer. But I tell you, boy, you just can't outdo God when it comes down to his love and his peace. I know, Pastor Frazier, you're a busy man. You can come lead us to the throne as we're praying for our sick, our shut-in, our bereaved. We're praying, of course, Gracie McCoy. Hallelujah. That homegoing celebration is going to be Monday at 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock. They're at the New Mount Moriah Church in Pontiac, Michigan, for her husband, Thomas McCoy. Praise the Lord. Then Warren Avenue, we're praying for that church. Praise the Lamb of God. We're praying for Soul Harvest. Praise in the loss of the First Lady's mother. We're praying for them. Praise the Lamb of God. Then I got a couple of other death calls on last night. Five in one day. So praise the Lamb of God. You all pray for us. As you're praying, and I pray to uphold these people, then we're praying for those who suffer from oppression and depression in this season because of losses and things and what the season reminds them of. We're praying for them that God would be their strength, that God would be their joy. I'll tell you this, if you keep your mind stayed on him, he'll keep you in perfect peace. Come on, Pastor Frazier, lead us to the throne today. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah.
Heavenly Father, once more and again, we come on this morning, on this afternoon, first to tell you thank you. Thank you for this day, God. Thank you for life. Thank you for health. And thank you for strength, God. We thank you for Prophet Shakespeare on today, God. God, we pray that you would just touch him from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet, God. We pray that everything that he put his hands to do, God, that it's already blessed, God. But, God, you're going to magnify it to the minute, God, for your glory and for your honor, God. God, we come lifting up bereaved families on today, God. We come lifting up loved ones that are bound with depression, oppression. We bind up suicide spirits. We bind up anything that is not of you, God. Devil, we come against you right now in the name of Jesus, and we command you to take your hand off right now. You have no authority in this matter. You have no power in this matter. And we come against you and send you back to hell where you belong right now in the name of Jesus, God. God, we come lifting up those that need a rhema word from you on today, God. God, we thank you that you have blessed us for such a time as this. We thank you for PSMI radio show for such a time as this, God. Somebody needs this show. Somebody needs to hear from you. Somebody needs to hear the voice of the prophet on today, God. And God, we thank you and we praise you, lift you up, and we give you the glory that's due unto you, God. Now, God, we come against anything that's going to try to hinder the broadcast on today. We come against it, and we plead the blood of Jesus.
Yes, God.
We plead the blood of Jesus over every person connected to PSMI. We plead the blood of Jesus over intercessors. We plead the blood of Jesus over the administrators. We plead the blood of Jesus over the education department. We plead the blood of Jesus over every member, every friend that's connected right now in the mighty name of Jesus, God.
Yes,
God, we ask you to come in and have your way, God. God, touch our youth, God. Our youth need you like never before. The enemy is trying to take our youth out, God, and we plead the blood of Jesus over their life.
Pray for them.
Over their education, over their mind, God, over their mindset, God. God, they need a new mindset right now in the name of Jesus, God.
God, some of them think
they need Facebook. Some of them think they need the social media. They don't need that. God, they need you. They need you to come in and have a way. They need you to come in and change them from the inside out, not from the outside in. They need a changing from the inside out, God. We pray that you would just come in and move like never before, God. God,
yes,
turn them everything but loose, God. Before 2014, God, turn them every way but loose, God. Let them know that they need you. They need you in this hour. They need you in this time, God. Let them know that without you, they could do nothing. Without you, they're like a ship without a sail, Father. Father, do it for your honor and for your glory, God. God, somebody don't know what to do, God. Somebody is at the crossroads of life, God. And we come against that spirit right now. We by the hand of the suicide spirit right now. We by the hand of you want to take your life. We by the hand of those that's sitting there with that bag of pills, get ready to take it. We bind it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We come against it, and we send the spirit back to hell where it belongs. You have no power. You have no authority. You have no dominion right now. God, we love you, and we praise you, and we glorify you in everything we say and we do, God. Now, God, as the show goes forth, God, we pray that you would just have your way. Move like never before. Speak like never before, God. God, I come against anything that's going to try to attack prophet right now. I come against it right now. I plead the blood of Jesus over him right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. From the crown of his head to the sole of his feet, God. Every area of his home, we plead the blood. Every area of the ministry, we plead the blood. Everybody that's connected to him, we plead the blood right now, God. God, we love you, and God, we praise you, and we lift our hands to you and say, yes, God. Yes to your will, and yes to your way, God. God, we surrender everything to you, God. We lay it at your feet, and God, we give it to you to handle it, God. Now, God, before we go into 2014, we want to give you the praise for what you're going to do. We want to give
thank
you glory for what you're going to do, God. We thank you for bigger and better and brighter things in 2014. We thank you that you're going to move like never before in 2014. We thank you that you're going to have your way in 2014. We thank you for true leaders that's going to rise up in 2014 and take this world for you. We praise you and we glorify you right now, Father God. Hey, I'm on my side. A little bit of me. God, we thank you and we praise you. We give you the glory to do unto you, God. God, have your way. Have your way. Have your way right now. Have your way right now, God. We yield to you. We yield to you. We yield to you. We yield to you, Father, right now, God. We give you the praise and glory that's due unto you, God. This is thy servant's prayer in Jesus' mighty name.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, God, for the prophetic flow today.
Thank you
for your spirit, God, to us, speaking through us, speaking through your servants.
Yes.
Oh, God, we love you today.
Hallelujah.
presence, your presence, Jehovah. Thank you for this man of God, praise you. Bless, bless home. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless fire. Bless.
Hallelujah.
Bless the intercessors. Bless the Lord. Oh, yes. Woo!
Hallelujah.
Dear God. Oh God. There's none like you nowhere, God. There's none like you nowhere, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Ah, God. Ah, God. Yes, God. We love you today. Ah, worship still. Worship the Lord your God. Worship the King of Kings. Worship the Lord of Lords, who has redeemed us, gave his life for us. Hallelujah. He's worthy. Worthy. Under the ocean. Oh, God, yes. Under the ocean. Under the ocean. Ah. Ah, God. Yeah. Oh, God. Oh, I love you, God. I love you, God. I love you, God.
Oh, yes,
God. I love you. Yes, I do. Hallelujah.
Pour out new wine today, God. Hallelujah.
Fresh oil.
Hallelujah.
Speak today, God. Fresh wind. Listening today, God.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord, look at him today. Hallelujah. Bless. Bless him, God. Lord and King of Kings.
Yes.
His word of all.
Hallelujah. Yes, you are, Father.
Yes,
you
are. God. He is worthy.
Yeah,
I love him. I adore the Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ, our Savior, because he is so worthy. Praise
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. With all the upheaval, all the violence, with all the ruckus, about this, that, and another, over in India, they're carrying Obama's picture, burning American flags, all over the world, just discord and hatred and anger and frustration and fingers pointing, blaming others for everybody else's downfall. And no one wants to look up and see that it's the God of heaven that has caused us to be Ichabod generation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, that he has withdrawn his hand from us. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And withdrawn his glory from the earth. Praise the Lamb of God, that there won't be peace. Oh, my goodness. That all of the things that we're seeing happening, the nonsensical deaths, all that we see, praise the Lamb of God, it's because God has removed himself. When he's not invited in, he will leave. He won't stand at the door and knock forever. Hallelujah. Neither would you. You came to my house tomorrow and knocked, or today and knocked. I'm not going to stand there all day knocking. Hallelujah. He said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. Hallelujah. How long you expect them to knock? My God, what a wonderful God we serve. What a wonderful, wonderful Savior. I am in love with Jesus Christ today, the Lord of glory. I am just in love with him. Praise God. Know why? He has not withdrawn himself from me. No, he hasn't. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. He hasn't withdrawn himself from his children. It's just a lot of people, praise the Lamb of God, just don't know him. Hallelujah. They don't know him. They're not trying to know him. Oh, my goodness. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. I love you guys today. Praise the Lamb of God. All right. My goodness. What was that? Pastor Frazier led us to the throne. And set
hallelujah.
The, set the yes, anointing. Hey, hallelujah. Pastor Brad Frazier over there in Calumet City. Praise the Lamb of God. We thank God for him being present on the show with us today. Praise the Lamb. Hopefully he can stay around. If he can't, then we understand that, Pastor Brad. Praise the Lord. I understand that. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. But then I got my two daughters here. I got Sylvia, and I have Shatwan, and they're online. I see others down here from all 964, 965, 916, 111, just all kinds of error codes here. Praise the Lamb of God. People are chiming in and calling in. Hallelujah. Yesterday, we ended up talking about the first fruits, praise the Lamb of God, and how that is a blessing to us that comes out of the Leviticus, praise the Lamb of God, the first mention of the first fruits, praise the Lamb of God, of all of our increase. It is the blessing of increase. It is the blessing of income. That's what I have been calling it for the last few years, the blessing of your income, that God has blessed you with, praise the Lamb of God, at the beginning of the year. Hallelujah, we are to get our first whole whatever, praise the Lamb of God, check, however your money comes, the first whole of a thing, praise the Lamb of God. That's the Bible. Now, I didn't make that up. That's in the scripture. Praise the Lamb of God, and you are to bring it, hallelujah, and give it to the man of God. Hallelujah. The man of God is to take it from your hands. Yes, as a first fruit offering, that the blessing of income, the blessing of increase would remain upon you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Now, the Lord said, praise the Lamb of God, in Leviticus, that this offering is to be given to the priest and is for the priest. It's right there in your Bible. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. So you're going to have to get over yourself and over who gets it and all of that. But you have a right to know because it is written that the increase offering, praise the Lamb of God, goes to the man or woman of God. Why? Because we do not have a 9-to-5. We do not punch clocks, this, that, or another. We don't own a business, praise the Lamb of God. In other words, we have no inheritance. And so that's why God did it, so that we could stay in our prayerful state, stay in the Word so we can teach and minister the Word the way he would have us to, praise the Lamb of God, be able to hear his voice so we can prophesy, so we can do the work of the Lord, praise the Lamb of God, in the earth realm. The priest is to take, praise the Lamb of God, the offering, and is to wave it before the Lord. Hallelujah. And then wave it over the offering giver. And then pray over it and pronounce the blessing of increase over the giver, that the blessing of increase will remain on them for the entire year, praise the Lamb of God. Then as you go out, hallelujah, and increase come upon you. You pay your regular tithes, but if you get a raise, the portion of the raise is considered once again as a first fruit. So if I'm making $100 a week, I'm tithing $10 every Sunday, I give my first fruits, which should be the whole, which should be the $100, my whole check, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, I'm breaking it down so you understand it, should be my whole check, hallelujah. Then the blessing of increase come and I receive a $10 raise, praise the Lamb of God. That following Sunday, I come to the church or whatever, I pay my tithes, it's $10, and then I walk up to my man or woman of God and say, this is the offering of increase. Hallelujah. Because I receive the raise. And then they do the same thing with that offering that they did with the first one, that the blessing of increase might remain upon you, that you might be increased even the more. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Now, if I didn't break that down good enough, somebody ought to push one and ask me a question, because I'm trying to give it to you as simple as possible so that you won't detour, so that you won't miss your blessing as you go in to this fruitful new year. Praise the Lamb of God. 2014, the number 7 is the number, praise the Lamb of God, of completion, the number of a perfect thing. Praise the Lamb of God, and God is perfecting that. That concerns us, praise the Lamb of God. And we're going to see God moving in that vein, praise the Lamb of God, as he perfects things in your life, as he completes things that have not been completed. Some undone stuff is going to get done in 2014. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Some things going to get wrapped up in 2014. It also, praise the Lamb of God, I'm giving you some extras here, and you all know it. It also denotes, praise the Lamb of God, the completion of something. Something has been completed, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Because that 4 in there is the number of God's tolerance, praise the Lamb of God. That something, hallelujah, has gone long enough, and now it's time for it to be completed. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. So some things you're going to see, praise the Lamb of God, that God is going to complete right quick for you. Yes, he is. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But you don't want to mess up in this area. We told you yesterday, praise the Lamb of God, there is no sense, praise the Lamb of God, trying to give first fruit if you can't give your tithes. If you're not a tither, then first fruits won't work for you, because you already got a curse on you. The Bible tells you that. Now, I didn't make that up. Read Malachi, the 3rd chapter, it's right there. Praise the Lamb of God. And tithes were not abolished, as somebody want to come and tell a lie. We don't supposed to tithe no more. Praise the Lamb of God. The Bible said Jesus went in the temple, and he did as it was their custom to do. When they talked to him about the tithe, Jesus said, that's your reasonable service. Praise the Lamb of God. You're supposed to do that. You ain't doing nothing extra. You ain't kicking nobody down because you're paying your tithes. You're paying your debt. That's what you're supposed to do. Praise the Lord. That's where it belongs to God. And he told them to render unto Caesar what belongs to Caesar, and render unto God what belongs to God. Hallelujah. That's what Jesus told them. Praise the Lamb of God. What belongs to God, we ought to give to God wholeheartedly. You ought to give them to him happily, because he gave it to you. Hello, light bulbs. It's just that, because he gave it to you, because he allowed it to come into your hands. Praise the Lamb of God. Unless you some kind of wild animal that bites everybody who try to feed you. Hallelujah. And then you're going to bite the hand of God as he's feeding you. Then that's your mistake, and something you need to repent of and get under control, because God loves us so much, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, until he gave the first fruit of heaven. He gave his only begotten son. Praise the Lamb of God. See how it all ties in? He gave the first fruit of heaven. Praise the Lamb. Now, how are you going to say you're not supposed to give first fruit when God gave you first fruits? Praise the Lamb of God. Then we are the first fruit of the redeemed. We are the first fruits of the resurrection. I mean, it's just so much there. Praise the Lamb of God that deals with first fruits even over into the New Testament until you cannot deny it. Praise the Lamb of God that there is something to the first fruit thing. And God honors those who place them first. Praise the Lamb. Those of us who consider God first, then we must expect God to consider us first. Hello, light bulbs. I'd never forget, I wish Deacon Britt was on the show today. Deacon Britt, praise the Lamb of God, has his own construction company here in the Detroit area. Small, you know, father and son kind of construction that he does, renovations and things of that nature. He's a good plumber, handyman, you know. And he had contracted, praise the Lamb of God, watch this now, he had contracted this job, and it was somewhere around $100,000+. And he was supposed to make $10,000+ off the deal after he paid everybody and everything. He's supposed to walk away with about $10,000 in his pocket. He paid his first fruit at the beginning of the year, but he only paid a day's portion of it, which came to about $100. $100+ He paid a day's portion, not the week. I don't question people. When they give their first fruits, I do not question them. This is between you and God. Hello, light bulbs. Ding dong, ding dong. The witch broke her neck. This is between you and God. Hallelujah. So when you see, when we saw him give, he gave. When he came back with tears in his eyes and said, "Prophet, I told my wife last night because I didn't have faith enough to give God the whole. I was supposed to have gave you for first fruits $1,000+. God gave me a job that was going to give me $10,000 or better. That job only paid me $1,000. I said, how much was your first fruits? He said, I gave you $100. I said, then that's the increase on it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And he went away sad, and then he came back, and he said, here, take this $1,000. He said, please, I'm repenting to God because I know increase is supposed to be on my life. He'd been having business and been working, but the problem is the portion of the increase that comes after that, praise the Lamb of God, we don't pay attention to. We pay the first part, and then we run through the year. If we would pay attention to the increase, hallelujah, and it deals with your gratitude, and it deals with, praise the Lamb of God, your faith and your belief, because you're watching God bless you and increase you. And then as God is increasing you, you're waving it before God and waving it all the way back to the church again, back to your man or woman of God, back to your priest, hallelujah, to put it in their hand and say, here is the increase on it, so that I can increase even the more, so that I can increase. Now, I'm teaching you how to increase even the more, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, so that the blessing that maketh rich and addeth no sorrow be upon your life. Praise the Lamb of God. The people of God got to get out of this stingy mode that we fall into. Praise the Lamb of God. We fall into a very selfish and stingy mode, and we find ourselves not opening our hands, and nothing gets out, but nothing gets in either. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And you must have open hands, people of God. you must have open hands, and we must follow and obey the word when it comes down to our tithes and our offerings. Praise the Lamb of God. And I want all of you to be blessed as you go into this new year. Praise the Lamb of God. We done went through enough hell. We done caught, praise the Lamb of God, somebody ought to be shouting. We done caught enough hell, enough trouble. We done lost enough, praise the Lamb of God. We done been disappointed, discouraged, despondent, in despair, and dismayed, all the way to depressed. We done been through all of that, of God. Now we should be at a point that we should be saying, you know what? I'm going to get this thing right with God. I'm going to keep this thing right with God. And I'm going down, praise the Lamb of God, the yellow brick road with him. I'm going all the way with God, praise the Lamb of God, on these golden streets. Hallelujah. Because I know prosperity is mine. I know that Obama don't hold my prosperity. The Republicans don't hold my prosperity. Hallelujah. My prosperity is in the hands of God because I live and give by the economy of God. I don't live by the economy of the kingdom of this world. I live by the economy of the kingdom of heaven. I give the way God said give. Hallelujah. Hello, somebody. Praise the Lamb of God. Then I have an expectation upon my seed. I have an expectation upon my tithes. I have an expectation upon my offering. Not from the government. I have an expectation from God. Hallelujah. Because his word has ordered it. And I have obeyed the King of Kings. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness gracious. Hallelujah. I wish I had some people who would just testify about first fruits. Praise the Lamb of God. Anybody ever gave first fruits before? Sylvia, you ever gave first fruits?
Yes, sir, I did.
Hallelujah. How did it work for you?
It worked just as your word says, as the Bible says, yes. And I gave my increase, and I've seen the Lord work. Yep.
You've seen the Lord work doing it? Praise the
mm-hmm.
Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Granddaughter, you ever do it?
I haven't, but I will be doing it next year.
All right. Praise the Lamb of God. Y'all better get in sync with this thing, praise the Lamb of God, because I'm telling you, I have seen God do this thing, boy. Praise the Lamb of God, and I've seen him work over and over again in my life and in the lives of others. Praise the Lamb of God. I've seen God do it. I've seen God do this thing, and I definitely praise the Lamb. What is this now? Okay. Okay. Yeah, okay. Thank you. Hallelujah, yeah, for that. They're sending me these arrangements again. Praise God. I know this ain't another death notice. Lord, have mercy. I don't want to hear no more about that dude, death, praise the Lamb of God, till next year this time. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, I promise you that if we obey the word of God, people of God, I promise you, praise the Lamb of God, you're going to see the blessing come on you. We got a caller. Praise the Lamb of God. Let's see what this is. Error code 11111111.
This is Bertha. It should be 13.
Bertha who?
This is Bertha Pruitt.
Nah, Bertha, your address, your phone number today got all ones. Seven ones.
Wow, that's a blessing.
How you doing today?
I am blessed, Prophet. I am truly blessed.
Well, wonderful.
I can't complain. But I just called to testify of first fruit. I have given first fruit, and the first year I gave first fruit, it was double. Then next week, my paycheck was double. Then the following year, when I gave first fruit, it was triple what I gave. So I am a witness that increase does happen when you pay first fruit and your tithes and your offering, the way the Lord has commanded us to.
Oh, my God. I tell you, you know, the Lord always does according what he says he would, he will do if, in fact, we do what we, what he asked us to do. And this is the, the catch 20 on it is that when we have, asked people to do the first fruit, and this is the area I'm pushing home, because there's a lingering blessing. Praise the Lamb of God. The blessing of increase is not a one-time blessing. Praise the Lamb of God. Every time your increase come, your increase amount should be given the first time as a first fruit. Once you're increased. So if you got a raise on your job, the raise portion should have been brought one time and given to your pastor again, and they wave it on you and do what the Lord has commanded. And then you go on, and then when increase come again, you bring the increase again.
Mm-hmm.
And so that watch it says, so that the spirit of increase can rest upon you. God
mm-hmm.
wanted to stay upon you. He wants you to increase more and more. But it is a conditional increase. You do it, I'll do. You bring the increase, I'll give you increase. It's right there in the Word. Praise the Lamb of God. It's right there in the Word. I got another caller. Hallelujah. Erico 818. California.
Good morning. How are you, Prophet?
We are good today. Who is this?
This is Albertine, California.
Hi, Albert. You know, I get your voices mixed up down there. Praise the Lamb. How you doing?
I am blessed. How are you? I miss you guys.
I thought you was calling. They said, well, a person in California won that mega ball. Was that you?
If that was me, trust me, all of you guys would know. I wish it was me, but, you know, God bless the person who got it. It's just amazing.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, why are you calling us today? What you got to tell us? Did you listen to this first fruit thing with teaching here?
I just came in like maybe 5 minutes ago, but what you were saying is true. It is, you know, you do have to sell your first fruits. And, you know, no matter what, you got to make sure you pay tithes. Sow your first fruits. It's very, very important because you're planting seeds for harvest. And that is a true fact. You cannot cheat God. You can, no matter what. And always remember, it's his money anyway. He gave it to you anyway. So if he gave you that, he can multiply it and give you much, much more.
Oh,
what
definitely.
He's giving it to you because he's trusting you to see what you're going to do with it. Are you going to trust him when he puts that spirit in your mind saying, sow 500, sow 200, sow 5,000? It's just, it's not really, he doesn't really need your money, but it's your faith behind it. And if your obedience, and if you sow it, he'll multiply that. So absolutely, you're right about first fruits, first seeds. You have to do it. You have to be obedient to see your harvest. Absolutely.
And why is it so difficult, Sydney, to get the believers? Well, you know, I guess it's just as birth. I was teaching the other night. Praise the Lord, on the show I was teaching at the church Tuesday night. I was sharing with them that there are divisions of membership in the kingdom here. Praise the Lamb of God. We have those who are just congregants who come. They say they're a member of the church, but they're really not a member because they don't do nothing to be a member. They just come to church. They come and sit there and they worship and what have you, and then they leave. They never get up close, personal, get involved in anything. They say they're a member of the church. And they may have even joined back, you know, some years ago, but their name is scarcely on the roll. They're really in the missing in action pile. We see them, but we don't really know them. Then there's the next layer, praise the Lamb of God, of the member of the church who have joined the church, who have went through all of the basic things of catechism and what have you, and they come in and they join an auxiliary or something of that nature. in the church. I'm one of the ministries. And they work in that ministry as though they're doing, that they're working out their soul salvation, whether it's an usher or whatever. Then, you know, that's another level of member. Then we have a disciple, praise the Lord, someone who has come in and really, praise the Lamb of God, wants to be discipled, want to be taught, want to be trained because they feel the unction to function in ministry on a greater level. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And that person, praise the Lamb of God, trying their best to live according to the Word of God down to the letter. Praise the Lamb of God. If there is another level, it's what we would call the kingdom citizen, praise the Lamb of God, who recognize that kingdom life is beyond church. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. It's beyond church. Matter of fact, church is where it starts at, praise the Lamb of God, and the world is where we really encounter, engage the enemy as well as do our witnessing, praise the Lamb of God, to bring others into the kingdom of Christ. And there's very few that's on that level, whose lives is an everyday witness for Christ, who are trying to be a subsidiary of Jesus, who are dying daily, praise the Lamb of God, for the empowerment so that they can witness to others. Now, I said all four of those, praise the Lamb of God. I layered those four, Albertine and people that's listening to me, to say it depends on where you fall, praise the Lamb of God, when as it relates to how you respond to the Word of God. Praise the Lamb of God. It depends on how you fall. It depends on how the depth of your belief is, how precious the Word of God is to you. When you're a true disciple, praise the Lamb of God, and you're in the kingdom, the Word of God is very precious to you. Hallelujah. You can read three words in the Bible, and it will give you more than a person who got up and read 10 chapters. Just three words out of it. Because you love the Word. The Word is life to you. The Word is nurture to you. It's everything to you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And you love Jesus Christ, who is the incarnate Word. Yes, Lord. You love the written Word. You love the Rhema Word. You love the Word of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. And you respond to the Word of God in a way, praise the Lamb of God, that pleases God, not you. Hello, yeah. Lightbug. Hello, Lightbug. Wait. I think I just did it again. Did I do it? Yes, you did it. Then you can do it. It's right there. Listen to this. Wait, here you come. Yeah, I dropped a bomb on you. Praise the Lamb of God. That's what I did. Yeah, that's right. That's right. I dropped a bomb on you. I think I said something. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. When you are in that place with God, you stop caring about what the Word does for you, and you start caring about what the Word, how the Word causes you to respond to the Father, praise the Lamb of God, that you might please Him. And that's what the servant-child relationship is all about in Scripture. It's pleasing God, it's not pleasing you. Hallelujah. And once we lose that part of us die, praise the Lamb of God, so that Christ can live, we will see a whole new person emerge. Hallelujah. We will stop out about little things, getting irritated and throwing up our hands. We will stop church hopping and church skipping. Praise the Lamb of God. We'll be able to stay anywhere we go because we're there for God and not people. Hello, Lightbulbs. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. It's about your level of love for God, for his word. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lamb of God and what God has mm-hmm. done for you. And
a lot of people just don't care. You know, it's about how much you care. If you care for something, you're going to love it. You're going to nurture it. You're going to go out and tell other people about it. A lot of people are there not because that they care for God, only to observe, only just because it's somewhere to be, only because they were raised to be there, but not so much because they really get into that word, and then that word is revealed to them, and then they go through your trial, your tribulation, and understand that this is God is taking you through this because he loves you, and he's trying to groom you and bring you to a place of understanding. They don't care. You know, when you care about God and you really love God and you have that love in your heart, it will convict you, you know, and you'll want him more. You'll study for him more. It's like it's a desire. You develop an appetite, you know, and mm-hmm. that appetite and desire, you just want to be in his presence. You want to love him even more and then share it. And a lot of people go to church, the reason why they don't give is because they don't care. You know, they become comfortable. They become comfortable where they are. If I have enough, then why give you anything? Oh, here's a few dollars. But it isn't about understanding that the reason why we do give is to build the kingdom of God, to build the church, to help others, so that that word continually to go on to help and save other people. They don't look at it that way.
So, my God, I think it's in the mouth of the Lamb of God, hallelujah, as it relates. We become overly concerned about too many things that does not apply to Scripture. We have been bamboozled and manipulated. Praise the Lamb of God, and blinded by what Hosea calls the lack of knowledge, because we have rejected it, not because it's not available to us, but we have rejected the knowledge, and we just sit up and listen to anything and anybody and everything and everybody, and then puzzle together what fits us and makes us feel good, what fits us and makes us feel good. And I've been watching even on the line of favorite preachers and people who say, oh, I like him, I like this one, I like her, blah, blah, blah. I noticed their lifestyle versus the person who they like as a minister ministering to them and their style of ministry. And it always kind of evens out. Well, yeah, well, what he never challenges. He never challenges anybody to repent and confess their sins and what have you, so you would like him, because you can remain the way you are and still get happy off what he's saying. You see? Praise the Lamb of God. But there's a different level of believer that hungers not just for the word of God, but want to be convicted if the Holy Spirit points out something that does not please God. Hallelujah. Want to be changed if the Holy Spirit shows forth, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. What the Holy Spirit shows forth, praise God, the issue that must be removed, praise God. And then we'll move expeditiously to make sure that surgery is done on the heart, the mind, or the spirit to remove that displeases God. I don't care what nobody says. Praise the Lamb of God. There is no sin. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. There is no temptation. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That God does not make a way of escape for. That's the scriptures. There is no temptation. Praise the Lamb of God. That's known unto man, that God does not make a way of escape. The question is, do you want to go out the door? I love light bulbs. Praise the Lamb of God. The question is, do you love God enough to say, I can't stay like this because I'm in love with him? It's just as if the years I was smoking cigarettes, I smoked cigarettes for 20, 25 years, and my children start crying to me about smoking. Dad, please quit. We don't want you to die of cancer. I quit smoking because of my love for my children. Hello, light bulbs.
Amen.
You can quit doing whatever you're doing. It's just how much do you love.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Woo!
Amen.
Woo! Prophet then stumbled up on something here. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And when you love, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. When you love perfectly, when you love God right, things become easy for you to do when it comes down to doing, because it's pleasurable, because you're pleasing him. It's a laborious labor of love, and you love loving him. You love knowing that you please God, that you please the heart of God, that God was happy with your offering, that God was happy. See, when you give your first fruits and you do, you got to remember that you're pleasing God in doing it. See, we always look for what we can get out of it, not what I'm putting in it. I'm pleasing the Father because I'm giving the way God told me to give. This pleases God.
Mm-hmm.
I'm an obedient child. How about making him happy sometimes? Or is it all you're concerned about is yourself? Is all you're concerned about is yourself, what you can get out of it, whether how it's going to bless you. I know God's going to bless me because I know God's going to bless. I know God's going to bless. I know you're going to bless God. How are you blessing God? Can you see? Are you take the blindness off and see the way to be the blessing unto the Lord in your prayer? That's why some people can't worship God. I can't praise him on the level of other people because they're too busy looking for something to happen to them. You're so busy looking for an electrifying experience for yourself until you want to surrender your heart and love to God and just worship and praise him. Just open your heart and love and just love on it. Hallelujah. And when you do that, they come. The experience comes. The electrifying feeling comes. The wild tranquilities of the Holy Spirit overshadow us when we start pleasing God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
When they found the babe, when they found the babe wrapped in swaddling, as the traditional praise the Lamb of God narrative reads. And they saw the babe. When the wise men got there, they opened their treasures unto him. Somebody going to get that. They didn't go in there looking for nothing from him. They went in there to give an offering. Hello, somebody. Praise the Lamb of God. They went in there to worship and adore the King of Kings. They went in there to worship Christ. Hallelujah. And they brought their offerings and opened their treasures with myrrh and frankincense and all the rest of the gifts, the silver and gold that they gave. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. They didn't go in there sitting around talking about, well, can you put his hand on my head? Let me, you know, my toe been hurting. We always looking for something from God and not attention. Hallelujah. To what pleases him. What make God's heart. Glory to Jesus Christ. Woo, this is a good one here, people of God. This is a good one, good one, good one here. My God, my God, my God. I tell you, when we come to this place and we understand, praise the Lamb of God, the blessing of the first fruit. When we understand, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, I must prepare myself to exit out of this year. But in preparing to exit, I'm also preparing to enter the new one. If I'm going to exit this year right, praise the Lamb of God, then I need to make sure everything's right with God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If I'm going to enter the new year right, then I must have my plans laid out, praise the Lamb of God, that's God inclusive. That's God inclusive, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So that I can pray and do what he would have me to do. Praise the Lamb. He would be pleased with me. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. I'm excited about Jesus today. My goodness, my goodness. Praise the Lamb of God. Yeah.
You know, Prophet, I took Tyron to get his first check today, and this is his first job, but I had been telling him, when you get your first check, you have to pay your tithes and offering. And they really don't understand the tithes and offering. They don't understand it, you know. Cameron does not even want to do it, but, you know, it doesn't matter. As long as you live in my house, this is what's going to happen. So when I told him, I showed him your tithes is what you gross, not what they take out and then you pay after that. And it was not a struggle for him to pay it. You know, he told him, I'm making him, but it don't matter if I'm making him or he really wants to, because eventually he will understand why he pay his tithes. But I just thank God that he was just willing to even give over, you know, an 18-year-old with $400, you know, in their pocket, you know what I'm saying, no rent, none of that, and they just willing to give it over. I just thank God that he's listening, and, you know, I know that through him paying these tithes, that God has already began a work in him, you know, and that he's going to continue to begin to complete the work in him. You know, and that even
well, you know,
as
let me tell you where you start at, and this is how I did my children. I set them down. I said, "Now you didn't have a job, did you?" I said, "No." I said, "What did we do to get your job?" We prayed, Daddy, and we prayed, and we filled our applications. We prayed, and the Lord opened the door. I said, "Who opened the door?" The Lord opened the door and got it for it. I said, "You believe that?" Yeah. I said, "Now, so who do you owe gratitude to?" Well, Dad, I know I owe you a lot of gratitude, because, yeah, okay, but who do you really owe the gratitude for? I owe it to God, okay? But this is what God wants you to do. The Lord wants you to pay your tithes. You owe him a dime out of every dollar, because now not only did he give you the job, it's him who's going to give you power, strength, to get out of your bed and go to work in the mornings.
Amen.
It's him who's going to give you health and strength and the ability to do the job. You don't even know how to do the job, but God is going to teach you, show you, open your understanding. And if you please God, he'll make you the best of the best at it.
Yes.
And you'll begin promotions and everything. That's how I taught my children. But you have to make them see, praise the Lamb of God, where they began. The job just didn't fall out the sky on you. There's millions without a job right now. You are blessed to work.
Yeah.
How can you not remember God? Then again, as you're saying, and I take my hat off to you on this, Shatwan, and that is that, praise the Lamb of God, your house, praise the Lamb, as me in my house, we will serve the Lord. Praise the Lamb of God. So, if you're living under my roof, you will not have an accursed thing under my roof.
Amen.
In my house.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And a lot of parents will say, well, that's between you and God. You ain't going to pay your tithe when you lose your job. No, they're under your jurisdiction.
That's right.
They're under your roof.
As a parent,
hallelujah.
Under your
it's your job to train up the child.
That's right.
It's your job. Now you've got a curse on your house and basically on you. Because you don't want to stand up and be the responsible parent. You want the easy way out.
Mm-mm.
Hallelujah. Because you don't want to trouble the waters.
I'm on that.
But anytime you're going to deal with the scriptures, you're going to have to trouble some of the biblical waters.
Oh, yes.
Hello, somebody.
Yes, Lord.
You won't have to trouble some of the biblical waters. Praise the Lamb of God. It's just made that way. It's made that way and designed that way, praise the Lamb of God, so that these type of issues can come forth and people can come to the reality of seeing and knowing, praise the Lamb of God, what is right and wrong in the eyes of God. And we as believers, praise the Lamb of God, if we don't keep our home in check, if we don't keep our children in check, how in the world are you going to go out there and lead somebody else? When your own, as a nation would say, how are you going to do something up in God's house and your house ain't in check?
That's
man,
right.
You better go get your kids and stuff in church and get this stuff right before you come in here talking about you the preacher. You ain't no preacher up in here.
Mm.
You must put your house in subjection. Praise the Lamb of God. They drinking your water. Yeah. They flushing your toilet. Yeah. And you got some jurisdiction. They sleeping in your bed. You got some jurisdiction. Yeah. Praise the Lamb of God. They came out of your womb. You got some authority. Praise God. But you're not going to live in my house and bring a curse on me. I don't love you that much to live a curse for you.
That's
hello,
right.
Somebody. I don't have a child I love that much that I'm going to live under a curse for.
Yeah.
That starts with Gabriella. Hallelujah. I don't have a child that I'm going to live up under a curse for. Not by God.
Mm-mm.
Hallelujah. I ain't doing it. I'm sorry. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You can dislike me. You can hate me. You can do what you want to. But Jesus is going to love me. Because I'm going to stand for what's right in the eyes of God more so than what's right. That's my check. I work for it. That, and the street's yours too. The sidewalk out there yours.
Come on now.
The pavement out there yours. But while you punch the clock in here every day, you're going to drop it. And you're going to give it to God willfully and cheerfully. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, put it on the table. See, we got a new wave parent. When I got paid when I was working when I was young, I had to lay that check on that table.
Come on now.
Mom and daddy checked it out, told what was going to happen with it. Okay, we're going to say this. This going there, blah, 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 blah. Here's your allowance for the week. You ain't going to take that money just run out and go buy gym shoes and stuff. You boo-boo the fool if you thought you was. You had then we had to tell them what we wanted. Okay, you working. Is there anything you want? Well, Dad, I wanted to try to save up and give me a car. Well, I think we can do that. You can get a little car with this. You work good this summer. The end of the summer, by the time you go back to school, you'll have a car. But you can't be going out shopping every week. Bring the money to me, I'll save it for you. You got a car. That's the way it was done. Now, everybody's living their own, and it's four people in the house making a paycheck, and all four of them together can't pay the rent because there's division in the house.
Mm-hmm.
Curse on the house. There's a hole in the house pocket.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, light bulbs.
Come on.
The head ain't doing what it's supposed to do.
Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Unless it's the house by the head. Hello, light bulbs.
Right.
Me in my house, the head says. Okay, I said something. Y'all quiet on this one.
Hallelujah.
Let me see what somebody else said. Hey, Erico 815. We have to move into our prophetic flow in a minute. Erico 815, caller.
Good afternoon, Prophet. This is Sandra. Good afternoon, everyone that chimed in. How you doing?
Hey, Sandra.
We're doing fine. How you doing?
I am wonderful. I have a statement and I have a question. First, you know, I have to thank and praise God for what he's doing. Just like Shatwan, when my youngest daughter started working, my prayer to God was, Lord, let me be an example to her as far as tithes and offering is concerned. And I had, when she got her first paycheck, and I told her, I said, the first thing you do when you get paid is you set aside your tithes unto the Lord, and you also have to give an offering over that. And she was like, okay, well, what is that? And I explained it to her. I even went into the scriptures and showed her in Malachi where it said that she had to pay her tithes and her offering. And she said, well, Ma, I don't make enough money to do that. I can't afford to. I said, no, what you can't afford is not to. Because if it had not been for the Lord, you wouldn't have this money. You wouldn't have this job. Now, you want increase on this job. Well, guess how your increase comes? Your increase comes when you're obedient to the word of God. And when she began to pay her tithes, the favor of the Lord came upon her where the owner of the store where she works took her under his wing and personally trained her, gave her knowledge of the product. Because she had no idea about hair care products or anything, because she works at a beauty supply. Well, when she went into this place, the Spirit of the Lord, the favor of the Lord had come on her where customers even go to the manager and tell her, give her compliments. They don't do that with any other employee in the store, only her. And I said, see, this is how God increases you. This is how God smiles upon you when you're obedient to doing what it is that he told you to do with your money. It's not that he needs your money to do anything. He just Amen. Wants to be able to bless you because of your obedience for doing what he asked you to do. Now, my question is, the church that I attend, they know about first fruits, but they don't practice it, and the pastor doesn't even initiate the practice of first fruits. So when you want to be obedient to the word of God, where do you sow that first fruits offering?
Well, of course, in y'all situation, you can always sow at the PSM. I will be glad to stand in the gap for you all on that and take care of that for you if the pastor does not practice it. Some preachers don't believe in it. You know, they trapped in a mindset that half the Bible they don't suppose. You know, I don't understand them because, you know, if the law in the Old Testament has no effect on you, that means that thou should not kill is void, so you can kill anybody you want to. And honor your mother and father is void, so you can just cuss your mom and daddy out. And all of the rest of the Levitical laws, there are some that have been done away with because of Christ. Christ is our this and Christ is our that. But when it comes mm-hmm. down to thing and what have you, that those were not abolished, praise the Lamb. As a matter of fact, they were enhanced because God gave us more than a tithe. Hallelujah. He gave us his only begotten son. He gave us heaven's best. Praise the wow. Lamb of God. So, you know, if you're listening, you say, well, my church don't practice that, but it is a biblical principle. It's right there in the scripture. Praise the Lamb of God in Leviticus. You deal with the tithes in the 18th chapter. You deal with first fruit in, I believe, the 22nd, 23rd chapter over in there. And you'll see it's all there. Praise the Lord. You can Google first fruits and you'll see it. Praise the Lamb of God. First fruit, biblical first fruit giving. You'll see it. It'll come up. Praise the Lamb of God. It's nothing that we made up. It's right there in the Bible. We just have not been able to practice it because of our various traditional denominations and all of that old kind of crap. But, you know, the Lord is good. The Lord is kind. Hallelujah. And we're going to make sure that it's made available to all of you. All you got to do is go to psmintl.org. And there you will see, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, the donate button. And as you fill out your form on that secured site, you will be able to just say first fruits and what have you, praise the Lamb of God. And then we will be in contact with you to take care of the rest. I've done it last year praying over the phone with people, and the Lord blessed just as fast as if I was standing in front of them. Praise the Lamb of God. So, hallelujah. We don't have a problem with that. The next thing is, while we're here, praise the Lamb of God, is that our products and stuff, as you go on there, you have to pursue the products by pushing the store, then push on products and what have you, until you see all our products appear, a picture of them, before you can order them. Next, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I don't want to forget to announce, praise the Lamb of God, the revival that's going to take place on our Facebook page next week. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Week after next, really. Coming up to New Year's. Praise the Lamb of God. Starting the 30th of December. The 30th, the 1st, 2nd, right in there, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. We have 5 nights on our page from 10 to midnight on our page, people of God, of prophetic guests who are going to come on the page for our prophetic explosion to prophesy to us individually and corporately. You definitely won't be on the page on those nights, praise the Lamb of God, Eastern Standard Time. Hallelujah. Flyer is going to be posted, and the names of some of them, they're already in prayer with me concerning the release of the word for 2014 for your life individually. Praise the Lamb of God, as well as the corporate word. Friday night, I want you to get your young people, your young adults, your children. Praise the Lamb of God. Get them involved. Get them on the page, because we have a special young adult, praise the Lamb of God, prophetess who is going to come on and prophesy over the youth, praise the Lamb of God, and the young adults. And I want you, praise the Lamb of God, to have your young people over there, Chetuan, like your sons, praise the Lamb of God. I want them to be on the page on that night to hear what the Lord has to say to them concerning this new season that we're entering in. Yes, Lord, I hear your voice, Father. Yes, God. Hallelujah to your name. Bless the Lord on my soul. Yes, God. Yes, God. Hallelujah. The Lord told me, he reminded me again to tell you all what he said at the beginning of the show. Praise the Lamb of God. At the beginning of this show, the Holy Ghost arrested me, and the Lord spoke to me and said, praise the Lamb of God. Yes, Father. Hallelujah. Yes, God. To prepare yourselves. Hallelujah, for the blessing. To prepare yourself for the blessing, praise the Lamb of God, because he is going to bless you, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I'm talking about it's going to be quick. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. This is going to pay off. This is going to be a quick blessing. God is about to drop in your lap. Praise the Lamb of God. He told us this yesterday. Hallelujah. He arrested me yesterday the same way. And then he has come back today when we first came on the show and did it. And now he's telling me to remind you all, praise the Lamb of God. So therefore, somebody is on here that God is going to bless that wasn't on here earlier, and hear that. And God wants you to hear, praise the, that he's on his way to your house. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. He's on the way to your house. I said he's on the way to your house. Praise the Lamb of God. He ain't Santa Claus neither. Jesus, hallelujah, the God of glory, the El Shaddai, the Elohim, the Yahweh, hallelujah, Jehovah Jireh, ah, yes, God, Jehovah Shalom, the way to your house, Jesus, 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 he's on the way to your house, hallelujah, praise the Lamb of God, he's on his way to you to bring blessings. I wish I had just a people that could get excited about God. Hallelujah. In season. My God, my God, my God. The Lord is on the way, praise the Lamb of God, to your house. Hallelujah. All right, we're going to open the lines now. We only got a little time left. Wasn't this fruitful conversation? Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Praise the Lamb of God. Such fruitful. I really, really enjoy talking about this because it's a part of our descriptive languages of Scripture that we don't hear much, praise the Lamb of God, that we don't hear much, hallelujah, when it comes down to first fruits and things of this nature, praise the Lamb of God, and to keep our homes and keep our homes covered in the subjection that it needs to be in. I speak to all you mothers today, and I say to you, be strong in the Lord. Be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. In the name of Yeshua, Praise the Lamb of God. Woo, I love Jesus today. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Look at all of my children that's online today. Y'all are here lined up, I tell you, and I'm loving on you. I see all of you, 313-502-9730. Oh, my God. I see all of you online today. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Push one on your dial. We're coming down to you. Push one on your dial, and we're coming down to you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. As the Spirit will give utterance, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Just push one on your dial, and we're coming down to call your name. Praise the Lamb of God as we go down. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Now, y'all know y'all up on top. Y'all got to come down. Praise the Lamb of God. Just why? If you up on top, you got to come down. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Erico 973. Erico's 973. Your mic is hot.
Good afternoon, Prophet. This is Elaine.
Hi, Elaine. How things going in Georgia?
Oh, it's snowy.
Now, you dreamed of a white Christmas. It's your reality.
Yeah. It doesn't have to, you know. It can melt. I don't have to have the white Christmas.
Boy, I tell you, I really praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I'm excited about the words that God spoke of you even last week. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
I know you're part of this week's blessing. Hallelujah. The Lord said that he's on the way to your house. Praise the Lamb of God.
Yeah.
He's on his way to you with blessings. Praise God. We thank God for that in the name of Yeshua. My goodness gracious, you know, my daughter Bertha, my Bertha is here with me. Bertha, you with me, right?
Yes, I am, Prophet.
Bertha is here to prophesy with me today. Praise the Lamb of God. These 30 minutes have, praise the Lamb of God, we're going to speak into your life today as the Spirit gives us utterance. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, Darlene, praise the Lamb of God. Let me see here. Hallelujah. I see new doors opening for you. I just saw some double doors. Hallelujah. Swing wide open. Praise the Lamb of God. Wooden double doors swing open, and there's a bright light on the inside of this room. Praise the Lamb of God that this door leads to. Praise the Lamb of God. And they're opening to you. And the way that they're opening, praise the Lamb of God, is through angelic access. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. So this is a door that God is opening unto you. Praise the Lamb. And it's this beautiful, bright, bright, radiant light. Praise the Lamb of God in this room. And in this room is peace and joy, hallelujah, in the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. The angel closed the doors back again. Praise the Lamb of God. And those doors are being closed upon you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. So everybody can enter into these doors. Hallelujah. This is a you blessing that God is going to take you there. Praise the Lamb of God so that you can have peace, so that you can prosper, so that you can have the joy. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yes, God, in Jesus' name, I saw just as clear. Praise the Lamb of God. These wooden doors. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And God is going to bless you. Hallelujah. I believe, this is me talking now. Hallelujah. Not the Lord, but I believe that those are the doors to the new year. Praise the Lamb of God. And God is going to take you right into this place. Hallelujah, of blessings which has been prophesied over you continuously this year. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah,
yeah.
Has been prophesied over you continuously. And God is going to take you right in. Praise the Lamb of God. Bertha, do you hear anything for us?
Yes, Elaine, the Lord says to tell you to read James, the first chapter. The Lord says that even though you receive and believe the word of God, sometimes the enemy comes and brings doubt, and your faith begins to waver. But God says in order for the manifestation of all that he has promised you to come into fruition, you have got to hold fast to the faith without wavering. and to pray and to ask the Lord to take complete control of your mind and your thoughts and to cast the devil out, that he cannot bring thoughts into your mind that doubt what God has promised you. You are a woman of faith, and now it's time to step out into your most holy faith and hold on to what God has promised you. Thus says the Lord, because 2014 is your year of breakthrough, says the Lord. Be blessed, my sister.
Thank you. God bless you.
Hallelujah. All right, daughter, you be blessed, yeah?
Thank you. God bless you.
Bless you. Hallelujah. Erica 303. No word.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how you doing, Janelle?
Yes.
How are you today?
Oh, good. How are you?
We're blessed of the Lord, highly favored. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Glory
thank
to God.
For what he's doing in our lives, praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Bertha, you got a word for Janelle today?
Hi, Janelle.
Hi.
The Lord says, Janelle, it is time for you to let go of those fears. It is time for you to conquer them and defeat them so that you can walk in what God has called you to do. God says it's time for you to be strong in the Lord and to stand firm on his word. You are allowing the fears to be greater than your God. God says he's greater than your fears, and he will carry you through your fears if you trust in him. God says it's time for you to give your trust completely to him. Lean on him, rely, and depend on him. He's just waiting with arms open. Your ministering angels and your warring angels are just waiting on you to say, God, I give it to you. Because God says that your fears are nothing compared to the blessings that he has for you. Thus says the Lord, be blessed in 2014. God bless you, sister.
Now, I'm not going to touch that with a 10-foot pole. Because I know that's the word of the Lord right there. Hallelujah. I know that's the word of the Lord without any doubt in my mind that God just spoke to you. Praise the Lamb of God, daughter. I know that was God. I know that was God. I know that was God. Hallelujah. Bertha, that was God. If you don't say no more today, that was God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Janelle, you better run with that. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Put it in your pipe and smoke it, they used to say. In Jesus' mighty name. Be strong in the Lord in the power of his might. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Error code 818-613. Your mic hot. Error code 818-613.
Can you hear me? This is Albertine again. I just called back in. But I did want to...
I thought Albertine was calling in prophesying us. What is this? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Prophet, hallelujah. I did want to ask, though.
Albertine, the Lord blessing you, but you ain't been treating the prophet right. I ain't going to say nothing else. That's all I'm going to say. You ain't been treating the prophet. It's all right. I'm going to keep praying for
you.
I'm going to keep praying for you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My God in heaven. Ah, glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. Bless his holy name. Hallelujah. Bertha, you want to speak first? Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord Jesus. Albertine.
Yes.
That says the Lord.
Praise the Lord,
thus
Bertha.
Says the Lord. Thus says the Lord. Glory to your name, Jesus. There are some things that you've got to let go of that you're putting before God that you don't even realize.
Hallelujah.
You don't even realize that you're putting these things before God, but you are. And God said that he would have no other God before him, whether it be a house, a car, a job, your children, your mother, your father. You cannot put these things before God because he is a jealous God. And when you put things before him, it hinders the blessings that he has for you. So God said, now is the time for you as you walk in your season of breakthrough to examine yourself.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Examine yourself, not nobody else. God says, Albertine or Bobo, examine yourself. And it's time for you to get your priorities in order and put God first, says the Lord, because he loves you.
Amen.
And he wants you to get it in order and to get it right so that everything that he has promised you will come to pass. Thus
Amen.
Says the Lord in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Thank you. I see that. Amen.
Let me say this, Albertine, as a chat to everybody that's listening to my voice. I want to tell you all this right now. Being out of order is not going to work with God in this new season. Now, he has winked, he has looked the other way, and he has made allowance for our ignorance and everything. But now he wants us in order.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lamb of God. Can't perfect that for you if it's not in order.
Jesus.
See, that's some power to order. Praise the Lamb of God.
Jesus.
So let's get it together and get in order with God. And it's
Amen.
Back to, again, what we were talking about earlier, Albertine. How much do we love him? How
yeah.
much are we willing to surrender? Why we do
yeah.
what we do? Praise
Jesus.
The Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But I see the doors opening for you. Hallelujah. As it relates to the ministry of, the movie industry and what have you. Praise the Lamb of God. I see that opening for you even greater. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm going to tell you this. Praise the Lamb of God. What God has for you is for you, and can't no man take it. Praise
Amen.
The Lamb of God. You can let take it, but they can't take it from you. Praise the Lamb of God, unless you allow it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah, because God is a revealer of dark secrets. He will reveal to you the plot of the enemy if you just do what Bertha just said. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you just do what Bertha just said and stay prayerful, he will show you the ploy and the plot of the enemy. And then he will show you the ambush that he's going to set for them so that you can come out smelling like a rose. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But I see you laughing all the way to the bank. Praise the Lamb.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I see you laughing all the way to the bank. And that ain't a bad spot to go to. You know what I mean? Praise the
Amen.
Lamb of God. Hallelujah. All the way to the bank. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We love you today.
Love you, too. Thank you. Thank you, Bertha. I received that, and God bless you. Thank you so much.
God bless you. Thank you. Love you, too.
Love you.
Hallelujah. There's an Erico 818. This must be my girl, Kimmy Boo.
Hey, how you doing, Brock?
Hey, daughter, how you doing, Kimmy?
Good. Yeah, I heard you yesterday when you said about my daughter, about not going back into a situation.
Yeah.
And so I had spoke with her last night, and she was like, and I told her, I said, this is what the prophet said, and she goes, is he talking about the guy that keep bothering me online? I said, I don't know who he's talking about, but whoever it is, you need to let him go or don't have no dealings with him, because she said he won't leave me alone. You know what I'm saying? I said, well, you know, you need to pray about it, or you need to go, call someone.
Chop that arm. Come on, chop it off. Praise the Lamb. Especially the internet dummies. Praise the Lamb of God. All the people of God, let me tell you something. Be careful who you embrace on the internet, please.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Especially
Amen.
You women, y'all put all these boys over in these other countries and all of that kind of crap. They don't want nothing but your money, your credit card, and your identity. And you're going to find it out. Just go on, keep sending your pictures over there till they give one of them to a witch doctor. Just keep on. Just keep clowning and thinking you done found Mr. Lover Man over there on the island, man, and you're going to pick up something you didn't bargain for. Yeah, man, that's what's going to happen, man. You're going to be dancing around the fire. Strange fire is going to get burnt for you. Now, you better listen to what I'm saying. Praise the Lord. All y'all, y'all want to be in love so bad, you're so thirsty, and you're running to just all these guys from overseas that ain't got eye water to cry with. And that's what I said. Right? Mama would used to say, or a pot to put the water in, and they all this charming, oh, you so beautiful, you so love, send me your picture, do this, do that, I want to come to see you, I want you to come here, all that, okay. You better be careful. You better be careful.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Or you wind up in a hole somewhere in Africa and can't nobody find you.
Oh,
or in the UK. Hello, light bulbs.
Amen.
Praise the Lamb of God. Warning, warning, warning just went forth. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hey, how's everything else going down there in California? How y'all weather today?
It's pretty nice. I haven't had an opportunity to really get out there, but, you know, it was like 80 the other day. Then it fluctuates, 80, 70. But, you know, it's been pretty nice.
You didn't wear no coat to work?
No.
You didn't wear no boots to work?
No, sir.
Then all of us mad at you. ain't nothing white outside the window laying on the ground.
No, sir.
Oh, wow. Wow. We know where we're supposed to be at for Christmas then. In Southern California. Praise the Lord.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Let's see here. Oh, Lord, your daughter's online. Praise the Lamb of God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Father. She said, he said to tell your daughter that man is dangerous.
Yes, he is.
God
Lord,
said to
Jesus,
your daughter, that man is dangerous. That's the first thing he said.
Yes,
he hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you for your love today, Father.
Oh, Father.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, God. Yes, Father.
Hallelujah. Lord.
I said, for you to still come and see the salvation of the Lord. Hallelujah. God said he's delivering all things into your hand just as he has spoken it. He's delivering all things into your hands just
Jesus.
He has spoken it. Praise the Lamb of God. Your hands. Thank you, Jesus. It's coming into your hands. It's coming into your hands.
Hallelujah.
Lamb
thank
of
you.
Let me say this to you and I'm trying to say this to you also that the stuff that you want from me, the oil and all that, I'm trying to wait on my book because I want to send you the new book autographed too. Praise the Lamb. That's
okay,
what the
no
hold
problem.
Up on your stuff right. going out. And Sharon, yes, I got to send Sharon her water and oil and stuff too. But that's the hold yes. up. Praise the Lamb of God.
Okay.
I'm waiting on these books to get that book. And I'm telling you, people, good God Almighty, I ain't going to say no more. Praise the Lamb of God. But just pray over that book situation
Amen.
For me. Amen. Praise the
Amen.
Lamb of God. Tammy, I want you to know, hallelujah, that 2014 looks very, very bright for you. Praise the Lamb
oh,
of God.
Thank
very,
you,
very
Jesus.
Bright for you. And God is going to bless you in a real way. Praise the Lamb of God as it relates to your business, your company, and all of that kind of stuff. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I see you with, praise the Lamb of God. I'm going to say several, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That's what I'm hearing, several addresses. I see you with several addresses, praise the Lamb of God, around the world. In other words, you're not just have an address there, but you're going to need one there. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You're going to be able to have multiple addresses. Praise the Lamb of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Yes.
God's going to give you some real estate in different places. Praise God.
Yes.
And some of these places is going to be like your getaway home and when you want to go home and all of that kind of stuff. Praise the Lamb of God. God's going to bless you tremendously in that way.
Hey, hallelujah. I receive that.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Praise. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Boaz coming next year, too.
Yeah.
Did you hear me?
No. Yes, sir.
I said Boaz coming next year.
Boaz?
You don't know who Boaz is?
No.
Jesus.
Okay. President, you better go read up on Ruth and Naomi.
That's
oh,
right.
Boaz in the book of Ruth. In the I'm sorry. I was still thinking about what you had was saying about addresses because it was, like, so spot on because I've been looking, like, I have some friends that live in London and I have some friends that live, you know, in all over. And I've been saying, like, I just want to travel and I want to go. So I was just so, like, you know, caught up in that. Yeah, funny. That was just, like, such a big confirmation because I always know that I'm meant to be, like, an international girl. So I'm excited.
She said she knows she meant to be an international girl. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Praise God. Oh, I just love Jesus today. Hallelujah. All right, let's see. I think we got time for a couple of more here. Praise the Lord. Erico 916. Love you, Kimmy.
Love you more.
Erico 916.
I believe that's me.
Erico 916. I can't hear you.
I believe that's me. It's Tamika.
Where's Tamika?
Me.
From where?
New Orleans. I have a 911 number now, Prophet.
Oh, you can change your number on us. I see.
I gave it to you.
That's how, we have to do that when we get rid of the old boyfriends. We have to get new numbers. When we change. Hallelujah. Tamika, how you doing, dear?
I am doing good. God is awesome. Awesome.
I really want you to have some young adults on that page on next Friday night. What is that, like the 2nd or 3rd of January? For our prophetic explosion is going to be our young adult night on the page. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Okay.
We got a prophetess coming on there, a young adult prophetess to prophesy to you all. And it's going to be a young adult emphasis night. So I want you to make sure that you're on the page, you and Danae, and some of the other young people. We're going to have a flyer so you all can spread the word. The flyer should be coming out Monday. Praise the Lamb of God and be posted on the page there. I just want to drop that in. Your Bertha, what you here for this girl?
Tamika, the Lord says in this season, as we go into 2014, it's very important that you don't lose your focus. Don't let nothing distract you from doing the will of God. Because God says he's fixing to grant you the desires of your heart. In your
ministry.
But you can't lose your focus and you can't be distracted for what he has for you to do. God says stand strong. Hold on, because he has you covered. You're covered for what he asks you to do. As you go through this journey, don't lose your focus, Tamika. Draw not nearer to God, and he's going to draw nearer to you, says the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Yes. Hallelujah. Yeah, that focus is very important. Again, people of God, hallelujah, what God has for us has to be for God. Hallelujah, what God has for us has to be for God. Praise the Lamb of God. What we desire has to be for God's glory. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
That way you won't lose focus. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, in that he does for us, that he gives us, we don't lose focus. Why? Because we know, praise the Lamb of God, that all of these things are given for the glory of God. Hallelujah. So we stay focused on glorifying him, magnifying that his name be exalted. Praise the Lamb of God in the earth. Praise the Lord as it is in the heavens. And Tamika, God is strategically place you in this new area, praise the Lamb of God, so he can do new things with you, for you, through you, praise the Lamb, which he has done. But there's some more on the horizon, praise the Lamb of God. There's some more on the horizon, but it's easy to get distracted, praise the Lamb of God, because as we meet new people, praise the Lamb of God, they have different agendas, and we start losing focus of our own agenda and getting involved in people's agenda, praise the Lamb of God. So make sure that you know your purpose and you know the plans that the Father has for you, that they are good and not evil, and that they have an expected end. Praise the Lamb of God. Expectation on the end of the plan. In other words, your plan ends with a boom. Praise the Lamb of God. Your plan ends with the flowers open, not closed. Praise the Lamb of God. Your plan ends with prosperity. Praise the Lamb of God. And, of course, it's greater, praise the Lamb of God, than you could ever imagine. In the name of Yeshua, hallelujah and amen. I love you. I bless you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, my brothers and sisters, what a wonderful God we serve. We are out of time. We are out of time. We are out of time, people of God. Praise the Lamb of God. What a fruitful day has been. Praise the Lamb of God. Bishop Murphy was to come back on. We're going to have to schedule him for next week, if at all possible. Don't forget the intercessory prayer conference, praise the Lamb of God, coming up January the 8th, 9th, and 10th here in the city of Southfield at the Westin Hotel. Praise the Lamb of God. Bishop Tudor Bismarck will be with us. Praise the Lamb of God and many others. Hallelujah. They told me they even had me on the Word Network on a video. Praise the Lamb of God. Showing that I will be facilitating and doing some things in the conference myself. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. So you don't dare want to miss it. You don't dare want to miss it. It's going to be an exciting time, praise the Lamb of God, as we go forth. Hallelujah. I want to thank my granddaughter and thank Sylvia. Praise the Lamb of God and those who participated today. Thank you, Pastor Frazier. Again, thank you, Bertha. Hallelujah, Pruitt, for your input and your prophecies today. Oh, my goodness, I just love God today. People of God, you know, it's this Christmas time, and we just got to give this baby, hallelujah, that's been wrapped in a manger, we got to give him some more press. We need to lift up Jesus a little bit higher than we normally do. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We need to really, really get it out there. Light up the trees this Christmas, praise the Lamb of God, and let somebody know that you believe in the virgin birth. Hallelujah. That, it ain't nothing wrong with letting somebody know. Hold it as a discussion. Do you believe in the virgin birth? Do you believe that Jesus was born wrapped in swaddling, laid in a manger without the help or the assistance of any man? That's a good and dynamic question, and praise the Lamb of God, it's a wonderful, wonderful, praise the Lamb of God, piece of work, praise the Lamb, as it relates. I love you. I bless you, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We're going home with David today. A thrill.
Raise we let